Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Pastor George Pearsons joins Gloria Copeland to urge you to ask God for what you want and believe you receive when you pray. Stand on God's promises and never settle for less.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back with us today, and we got more good news about what belongs to you.
That's right.
Glory to God.
That's right.
Welcome, George.
Thank you, Gloria. It's so good to be back with you. I always enjoy coming on the broadcast with you because I always want to come hear what you're going to say.
Well, I always enjoy having you, so just come anytime.
Okay. Well, I will. Gloria, we're talking, the title of this series is Faith Steps, and we're talking about how to get your prayers answered. The beginnings of this came from actually Brother Hagin when he taught a series. He's taught this series for years and years, had taught it for years and years on steps to answered prayer. And then Brother Copeland picked up on that and he taught on seven steps to prayer that brings results. So I put the two together.
Good. I like that.
Because as I was praying about our time together, Gloria, I just really sensed that some people were frustrated about their own faith, that they weren't getting the results that they were believing for, and they felt like there was something, there was a hitch in there somewhere. There was something that wasn't working quite right. And the Lord led me over to the series, which, again, I remember going up to Tulsa with you and Kenneth and Terry and I and hearing Brother Hagin teach on these things. So I went back, I re-listened to what he taught, I listened to what Brother Copeland taught about the steps to answered prayer, and we can have effective results. We can have the results we're looking for. And it's interesting how we can become more skillful at the word of righteousness. We can become mature in the way we act on the word and see the results. And I even believe that the more you become developed in your faith, the faster results will come.
No doubt.
The more quickly they will come. Whereas something might have taken a while, at one time, you learn things and you're trained and you keep feeding on the Word and you become developed in these things to such a degree that your faith becomes much more effective.
Right.
The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, much results. So that's what we're looking for, Gloria. We're looking for results.
We should do a day on steadfast faith.
Steadfast faith. I like that. That's the kind that receives. That's the kind that takes. And that really does dovetail into what we're going to talk about today. And I want to remind everybody that all of our notes are available to you on kcm.org. All of these notes and all of the 250, we're up to 53, I think, right now, as of today. All of those notes are available to you on kcm.org on prosperity that we've done.
We need to put those in a book, George.
We need to do that. We need to put them in a book so they can get them all together. But right now, you can download them and use them.
Right now, they're free.
Right now, they're free. Yeah, exactly. Well, when we started talking on Monday, and we've coincided the days to the steps. So day one, or Monday, step one is you decide what you want from God.
Yes.
You get specific about
That's
your
right.
request.
That's good.
Step two, locate the scriptures that promise you what you want from God. Step three, get those scriptures firmly fixed in your heart. How do you do that? You do that by meditating on the Word.
Yes.
You do that by taking the Word and digesting it. I mean, putting it down on the inside,
applying
thinking
it
about
to
it.
Yourself.
Exactly. You apply the Word. You say, really, how does this apply to my situation?
Yeah.
How does Philippians 4:19 apply to my life? And you develop yourself in that. Now, it takes us to our next step, step four, which is ask God for what you want and believe you receive when you pray. Now, they seem long, these titles seem long, but Gloria, they are the exact titles. And I wanted to do the best I could to be true to what the prophets have taught us about these things. Mm-hmm. So that's why I held to this. You ask God. Now we're ready to ask God. When you get that word down on the inside of you, you can go before the Lord with such boldness and confidence that you know you'll receive when you pray.
It's called receiving.
It's called receiving, exactly.
Right.
So let's take a look at some of these scriptures. We'll start here in Matthew 7, 7 and 8. And in Matthew 7, it says, "Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks will find. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." You know, once we get these scriptures down on the inside and anchored in our heart, we have a firm grasp on what belongs to us, and we are in position to ask boldly and ask confidently. Where is that one? Right there. Yeah, ask boldly and ask confidently. Ask and it will be given. We just have to believe that. We just have to receive that. Lord, I ask you for our house. Lord, by the name of Jesus, we claim our home, our new home in the name of Jesus. And you know, when you approach all of this way, the hindrances, any kind of discouragement, it falls to the side. I mean, you become a person of faith, of believing God. And let's look at some of these scriptures here in point A there. Just read that one, a number two, Gloria, to us, Hebrews 4:15.
"Let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, to the throne of God's favor and blessing."
That's
because
right.
Because of these scriptures that we have.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Read the next one.
"If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." So there's two things that are necessary there.
Yep.
You abide in him.
Yep.
You stay in him.
Stay in him.
And his words stay in you.
And boy, that's good. That's good.
You ask what you will, and you get it.
So it takes that abiding in him and the word abiding.
Really.
That's called faith.
Yep.
And then you'll ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. We were talking right before the broadcast started about this phrase here in number four. Asking is the act of withdrawing what already belongs
That's
to
right.
you.
That's right.
He's already provided what we need, Gloria.
He has.
He's provided
we
homes.
We take it.
Yeah, he's provided everything. Everything, as we read a few days ago from 2 Peter, all things that pertain to life and godliness.
That just covers it all.
That covers it all.
What else can there be?
He will supply all of our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Now, what I see there is that it doesn't matter what's going on in the earth, whether we're having a recession, a depression,
that. You're right.
It's according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. They don't have recession there.
Mm-mm.
They don't have depression there.
Mm-mm.
They don't have any lack there.
Nope.
They've got so much gold, they put it on the streets.
It won't break his bank to get us a house.
No.
It won't hinder him
he can afford it.
Not one
Praise
bit.
Praise God.
So ask, and it will be given.
Yes.
Let's look at John 16:23. John 16:23. This is point B in your notes. "And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full."
Praise God.
So really, Gloria, what we're doing here is taking us through the process of asking. You ask, and it will be given. And now we're talking about you ask in the name of Jesus. That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
We are asking in a name which is above every name. We are asking on a legal basis what rightfully belongs to us. In the name of Jesus, that belongs to us. When we ask him, we believe that we receive that. In John 14:14, it says, "If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." So we see here in asking, the key is in the name. It's in the name. Mm-hmm. Asking in the name of Jesus places a legal demand upon what is already ours. We have the legal right to use His name, and it is the code that unlocks the source, the name of Jesus. We need to talk more about the name of Jesus and bring that back up again and again and again, and how important that is to the asking process. Good. You and I have been cleared for unqualified use of that name. We've been cleared.
Job.
We can use the name of Jesus. That name gives us access to all of heaven's reserves. Isn't that good? Isn't that something? Gives us access to all of heaven's reserves. So we've talked about so far asking, and it will be given. We ask in the name of Jesus. And then here's a major key, and this is something, Gloria, that I have heard you, that's been really the theme of what you have taught us in faith, and that is believe that you receive when you pray.
Yes.
We go to Mark chapter 11. In Mark chapter 11, and we'll look here at starting with verse 22. Mark 11, 22, Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So the major key that you brought out to us is when you ask, you receive.
That's right. And that word receive means take.
To take it.
In the Greek.
To take it.
Take it when you pray.
Take it when you pray.
You can pray all day and all day the next day and pray and pray and pray lots of good things and good things. But if you don't take what you're after when you pray, if you don't believe you receive it, it's still on the table.
And that's the key to this step right here. The title of it is Ask God for What You Want and Believe You Receive When You Pray.
That's right. That cinches it.
That cinches it. Exactly. That's a good way to put it, Gloria. That cinches it. And that is...
In other words, we take it.
Yeah.
We can pray. You can pray and fast and pray and fast for days and days and days and not take the answer.
Yeah.
So you didn't release your faith.
Don't you think that's been a major hindrance in people's faith? They wonder why they didn't get it.
We didn't have a clue until we learned that, you know.
They wait until they see it. They have to see it first. But faith is different.
That's right.
Faith sees it first. Faith takes it. Faith must appropriate what actually belongs to it.
That's right.
And these things belong to us, and we're tapping into it with our faith. As I wrote down here, many want to receive it first and then believe. Mm-hmm. Faith doesn't work that way. We believe first, and then we receive. If God's Word says so, it's mine and I have it now. Faith says, I have it now, even though I can't see it. I have it. I have it. I have my house. I have my car.
God said in Genesis, light be.
Yes, He did. He sure did.
And the world began to snap around right there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Light be. And we have to be the same way. We act the same way that God acts in this.
That's the way faith works. You say it. You take it when you pray.
Yeah.
You take it. If I'm praying for your healing, I'm going to take your healing when I lay hands on you. I'm taking your healing. And you should take it at the same time.
That's right. That's right.
Or if we're believing for a job. We take it.
We take it.
We say, Lord, if I were believing for a job and I was say I was going to go look for one today, I'm glad I don't have to.
You don't have to. You got a job.
I would say, Lord, I'm asking you for the best job that I've ever had.
Oh, that's good.
And in the name of Jesus, I take the best job I've ever had. In your name, I take it, I have it, I expect it to be manifest today. Well, what if the day goes by and you didn't get that best job you've ever had?
Right.
You don't move, you're not moved. I've already believed I've received it. I have it. It's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't get it. Yeah, but it's not over till the fat lady sings. It's not over until it's over.
That's right. It's not over till it's over.
It's not over until it manifests.
Yeah.
And so that's the way faith has to be. Otherwise, you just bounce around.
Yeah, you really maintain that stand.
We take it when we pray.
Yeah.
And we keep it regardless of what.
You know, you can't say that enough. That is so important to our life of faith that when we ask, we take. We have it now.
Yes,
it belongs to us right now.
We receive it. That's the Bible word.
We receive it. We receive
it. And that means take.
Yeah.
We take it.
Yeah. And believe that we have it.
Yes.
And we have, I wrote down here, we believe we have our answer before we see it. I have that. I have that job. That was a great.
You've already taken
it. I really believe, Gloria, that you were speaking to some people about that job, because there are people looking for jobs right now and don't know exactly how to do what we're talking about, where you're painting that picture for them. I have that job right now.
And I'm not saying you just go to bed and pull the cover over your head. You keep believing.
Right, you keep believing.
And you keep looking. If you haven't actually brought it into manifestation, then you keep after
it
until the manifestation comes.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah, you keep after it. And that's another thing is standing on that word. You stand on the word.
Yeah.
And you don't re-pray it over and over and over again. You asked. Really, asking over and over and over again is like an obnoxious child.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have that? Can I have that?
I want that.
Can I have that?
That?
I want that. I want that. I want that. And you know, it doesn't get much results. But the true way that faith approaches these things is you ask. You take, you receive, and from that point forward, and this is what you talked about early in the week, you just begin to praise God and you worship Him for it. You thank Him for it. You thank Him for the job. You thank Him for the house. You thank Him for the finances.
Yeah.
You thank Him for whatever's needed.
That's right.
You give Him thanksgiving for it.
And you don't quit until you're living in it, until you have it, your body's, all the symptoms are gone or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Jesus' name.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shall I read, occasionally I've read margin on Mark 11 where I've written things that I've heard mostly things I've heard other people say.
Yeah.
Treat the word as a seed, plant it in your heart and sow it out your mouth. That's Luke 17 and Mark 4.
Treat the word as
a seed. Plant it in your heart. By going in your eyes and your ears, get it in your heart, and then sow it out your mouth. Say it.
Okay.
Negative words are a snare. That's Proverbs 6:2. So don't say negative words. Now, Psalm 139, I think, is a great scripture. 139:4. Everywhere, it says God knows every word. Now, when we teach people about faith, we teach people, according to the Word of God, that your words are your faith. That's what your faith saying, your words that you speak.
Yes.
And this says in Proverbs 6:2, negative words are a snare. And Psalm 139, you think, well, some people think that couldn't be. God couldn't keep up with all my words. But listen to this, Psalm 139:4, God knows every word that you speak.
Oh, that's good. I'm looking it up right now.
139:4. Charles Capp says, if you are applying the principle, it's working. You don't always see it in the next few moments or even the next few days. But if you're applying the principle of faith, if you believed you received it and you're saying it and you're not saying anything else, it's working. If you can turn it around in your heart and in your mouth, you can turn your situation.
If you can turn it around in your
heart
and in your mouth,
you can turn
around your
situation. See, in other words, you're still getting what you say.
Yes, yes, yes.
It takes word diligence, His words and your words. That's the law of faith. Glory to God.
That's outstanding.
And then another thing is saying is your responsibility. You are to say what you want to come to pass and don't say anything else. The Holy Spirit will manifest Himself. This is what Norval Hayes, I heard him say one time. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit will manifest Himself according to what He hears. So you say it's not working, He can't manifest.
Wow.
But if you keep saying it's working, I have it, I believe I receive it, I believe I have my healing.
Yeah.
I got it when I prayed. Faith is in your mouth. The mouth is the heart's instrument to implant. No, is that right? It's to implement. Faith is in your mouth. The mouth is heart's instrument to
implement
your faith. In other words, that's what turns it loose. Yeah. That's what puts it to work. The words of your mouth come to pass, good or bad.
Good, Gloria. This is helping.
You create spiritual atmosphere with your words, either good or evil. What we say, in other words. You either give the angels room to work or you give devils room to work.
Mm.
Give place to the Word of God. Give place to the Word of God in your mouth. And I don't know what the Scripture is, but you can look it up. Proverbs 18:20 through 1. Mm-hmm. Faith is believing you receive because God said. That's what faith is.
Okay.
That's where we base our faith. What did He say about it? Did He say, I'm healed? Then I'm healed. This is the way God created the earth. What did He say in the beginning? He said, let there be light.
Yes.
And there was light. He said it. And that's the way
we
operate in life.
Yeah.
With our faith or with doubt.
Exactly.
So we need to get our words right. Listen to your words. You can't get anywhere until you get very far in faith, until you get control of what you say.
You've got to get control. And when you ask, and you ask in the name of Jesus, then from that
you believe,
point
you
on...
You take it, you believe you receive it then.
Yeah, you receive it then.
And now have it.
And then you have to control your words and your thoughts from that point on.
Somebody calls you on the phone, you've been not feeling good, and they say, well, how are you doing today? I believe I'm healed.
Yes.
I believe I've received my healing. Yeah, but how do you really feel? I believe I received
there you go.
My healing.
That's
I'm
it.
Healed.
That's it.
You got to stay with
me.
Wow. Glory to
Absolutely.
God.
Absolutely. Well, can I have your permission to provide them with your page?
You can.
I'll enlarge
it. You have my permission to try to read my writing.
Okay. We will include that, Gloria. We will include those in the notes.
I want a copy, too.
Okay. We will.
George and I will be right back.